And with the sport now, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, good morning, Rachel. Ireland's Shane Lowry is in third place after the opening round of the lucrative Players' Championship at Sawgrass. Despite a bogey in the last hole, Lowry finished with a round of 68. That's four under par and three behind the leader, Sergio Garcia. Graham McDowell shot 73. He's one over par. Rory McIlroy, the defending champion, though, had a disastrous 79 for seven over par. In soccer news, a significant injury blow for Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny ahead of the start of his side's World Cup qualifying campaign this month. First choice goalkeeper Darren Rudolph has been ruled out through injury. A further worry for Kenny is that Liverpool's Quevin Kelleher is also nursing an injury at present and failed to make their Champions League squad this week owing to a stomach complaint. That would leave a choice between the inexperienced Mark Travers on the bench at Bournemouth or Gavin Bazuno, who's playing in League One with Rochdale. Now to last night's Europa League action. Harry Kane scored twice. Tottenham had a 2-0 win at home to Dinamo Zagreb in the first leg of their tie, and two late goals gave Arsenal a 3-1 victory away to Greek side Olympiakos. Newly crowned Scottish champions Rangers battled back to earn a 1-1 draw away at Slavia Prague, and AC Milan scored a stoppage time equaliser to secure a 1-1 draw with Manchester United at Old Trafford after 18-year-old Amad Diallo had given United the lead. A frustrating result for the United manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Very disappointed to concede with one of the last kicks of the ball or the header there. And that makes it harder, of course. But it was always going to be going down to the second game down there anyway.
Yeah, the keeper a bit disappointed with that.
Well, it's a header from 6 yards. You can't save it, of course. I've seen him save them, but it's a structure that we lose. We drop too deep, and we get blocked off. And Shar makes a good run and gets the header on it. We should have attacked the ball with the men we've had there. Of course, we could have scored one or two more, but then again, they had loads of attempts, and especially the header second half from back stick there that just went wide. We could have gone in, so probably a draw is a fair result.
Is Ty still in the balance, obviously?
Yeah, of course, but yeah, we'll get players back, hopefully. They get players back, so it'll be a good game again with two good teams.
It should be. Elsewhere, Ajax beat Young Boys 3-0, Villarreal won 2-0 at Dynamo Kiev, Granada beat Molde 2-0, and Roma were 3-0 winners at home to Shakhtar Donetsk. Well, the domestic season kicks back into action tonight when the country's top two sides meet in the President's Cup final. It's Shamrock Rovers versus Dundalk in Tala. Kickoff is at 7:45. It should be a cracking start to the season, and you can watch it free on the Watch LOI platform. In cycling, Sam Bennett's great form continued when he won stage 5 of the Paris-Nice race, his second sprint victory this week. Slovenia's Primoz Roglic continues to lead overall. In tennis, Roger Federer's comeback from injury ended in the quarterfinals of the Qatar Open after he was beaten by Nicolas Basilashvili. And in rugby, Munster take on Scarlets tonight at Thomond Park in the Guinness Pro 14. And there'll be huge interest, of course, when Ireland coach Andy Farrell names his side today for Sunday's Six Nations clash with Scotland in Murrayfield. Well, let's look ahead to that game now with former Irish captain Donal Lennon. Good morning, Donal.
Morning, Des.
What changes do you expect in the Irish team?
Well, I'm hoping they'll be at a minimum. Obviously, with Scotland and the physical nature of what they've been doing up front, suggestion, I think, set piece is going to be hugely important. So that means Rob Herring may well come back into the hooking position over Ronan Kelleher, who was outstanding in Italy, but may have to be satisfied with a place on the bench. I think Dave Kilcoyne, he had a head injury in the Italian game, so missed a bit of training earlier on. So Cian Healy, I think, may come back into the front row. But other than that, I think the focus will be on scrum half. Conor Murray is available. But it looks as if Gibson Park, that Andy Farrell is going to stick with him with Conor Murray on the bench. So minimal changes. And I suppose really it's a question of, do Ireland pick up from where they left off against Italy and play that high tempo game? Or do they revert to a more sort of physical set piece orientated territorial game? So that'll be interesting to see.
And what do you expect, given you mentioned the physicality of Scotland?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we've had the measure of Scotland over the past number of years. We've won the last five in a row. I think we've won 9 out of 10. And the vast majority of them have been based on sort of dominating the set piece, playing the territorial game. And Scotland have improved in that area. I mean, this is a very good Scottish time. Paul O'Connell reckons the best that he's come across. But there are doubts about them. I mean, if it's the Scottish side who dismantled England in Twickenham, then it's going to be a difficult day for Ireland. But there's that mental brittleness about them. They were well in control against Wales up to the point where Xander Fagerson got sent off, and then they just collapsed. So I think Ireland will probably go for that territorial game early on, look to dominate Scotland, and then maybe pick up the tempo from there.
Okay, we'll bring you that game live on Sunday Sport. But tomorrow, it's almost a given that Wales will win against Italy. What about the England-France game at Twickenham?
Yeah, listen, that's going to be an absolute belter of a game. England under huge pressure. They've had a poor championship. France, of course, as always, the minute they kind of get momentum, they shoot themselves in the foot. There's a lot of talk in the French camp about Fabien Galtier, their coach, a master in terms of discipline. But he was the guy, really, all the focus in terms of the COVID and that he was the one that broke the bubble. So it looks as if France have found a reason to, as I say, shoot themselves in the foot. But you look at the selection they have. Virime Vakatawa, probably one of the best centres in the world, he's back in midfield. Teddy Thomas is on the wing. The French backline that's playing in Twickenham Days is absolutely electric. And, you know, so I think that's going to be a cracking game. England, again, they've had... I don't think France have won at Twickenham since 2005. So, you know, it has to happen sometime. This game will be worth watching. And I think France could just about shade that one, which would be incredible.
Well, okay. Well, Donal, thanks very much for joining us. Finally, racing news, and ahead of all the madness of Cheltenham next week, we have two race meetings today. Goran Park begins at 1:40 and Dundalk at 4:55.